I've been quite the traveler ever since I hit the road. And the Sullen County Carnival has been my earn and go. I've been quite alone since I remember when I turned my ultimatums into chips and cashed them in. I used to run the Ferris wheel, but that'd be hard to prove. I can't stand to see a rolling wheel propped up so it can't move. I used to run the carousel, hell, that's just round and round. I never liked to see them ponies painted up and bolted down. The only thing that keeps me from staying here is leaving. The only thing that saves me from it all is I'll be gone. Just when I could trust in all the things that I believe in, I had to pack it up and move along. I tell you, boys, I'm not the only one. I was a straight man at the ring toss, but that was just a joke. I can't see throwing rings around things you don't really want. I could run the roller coaster, but that might break my heart. So much hard traveling just to wind up where you start. I just worked the gateway, and I'm pretty satisfied. A little booth is red and blue, and I just sit inside. I just take your money, give tickets out and trade. Think about my life and all the promises I made. The only thing that keeps me from staying here is leaving. The only thing that saves me from it all is I'll be gone. Just when I could trust in all the things that I believe in, I had to pack it up and move along. I tell you, boys, I'm not the only one who's running from the things he left undone.
Good morning out there. This is Terrible Tommy, Tom Metzger in the bunker right here in north central Indiana, where you're not going to believe this, but it snowed last night. Now, day before, it was 70-some degrees. I was in my shorts, and I was sweating. And last night, it snowed about an inch of snow. It's getting weird, man. It's getting weird. We're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. That's where you send your snail mail and your donations for the radio show, which are due for April. Several of you are all paid up, but there's a few out there still got to come. And remember, we're going to give you a special passcode when you pay your dues or your donations, and then you can go do all kinds of stuff. That's right. Don't forget our bunker number here, telephone number. That's 574-267-5036, and I answer that phone quite a bit, and you can leave a message on there, and then you can go up to 559-670-1473 and hear our message to the world. We change it every week or so. So anyhow, it's due to be changed. That's right. We're getting a lot of calls up there. Yeah, we get a report every few days on how many calls. We're getting quite a few, quite a few. Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of the last straw? We used to have a place that sold hay and grain over there in Fallbrook, California, called the Last Straw. Well, you know, I've told you I've been out, technically out of the right wing for a long time. But the media keeps putting me into the right wing, next to the right wing, which I do not support anymore, period. Don't support the left either. I just support our thing, you know. In French, that's notre chose, our thing. Not right, not left. We're white racial separatists. We're lone wolves, and we're part of the ideological insurgency. I'm not going to. There's so much of crap comes out of the left and the right. That's just almost unbelievable. That I just can't deal with anymore. So a lot of this stuff's coming in from these right-wing conservative racial people and militias and all that. I'm just going to dump it. I don't want that stuff anymore. It's just a pain in the ass. This Miller thing, this Glenn Miller thing, has really put me over the top on this thing. I hate the right wing. I'm so goddamn tired of the right wing. And, of course, we know what the left wing's like. Once in a while I can pick out some information out of the left wing that somebody has written up that has nothing to do with race. That's pretty good stuff. But there's almost nothing I could salvage out of the right wing. Or people who consider themselves right wing. There's some of these pseudo-intellectual, conservative type, supposedly racial people that write big long essays on the history of Europe and why Adolf Hitler didn't like ice cream, and I mean, you know, go on, and they won't, they will never admit to being a white racist like I do, because that's what I am. I see they got a new documentary that's come out. I talked to this half black Obama type woman from Germany. Gee, it's been at least a couple of years. And she was all real nice and oh yeah. And so I talked to her quite a while. And the documentary is coming out and it's making quite a fuss, because she, right off the bat, she said something about the makeup of the black race or something, and I said, well, look, I want you to be honest with me. You know what a pure black person looks like, right? I'm not talking about you. You're an octoroon. I'm talking about a real basic black person, especially the males. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, I want you to go down to the zoo and look at some of those simians down there and those monkeys and those gorillas and tell me that the black man looks less like them than like a Swede, a white Swede. Now, where do you think that puts a really black person on? A lot, most people, you know, they think that's a joke, but I've always thought, walking down the street and I see a pure black man, and I'm saying, God, there's got to be monkey in him, or got to be him and the monkey, one of the two. And anyhow, she put that on this documentary. I guess that really rattled the cage. I haven't seen the whole thing. Of course, they always try to, they always do this. They come here and I say, look, I don't want to be included in some documentary with 15 of these right-wing groups and the Klan and all that. I want you to just take what I have to say and put it out there. But invariably, they don't do it. They talk to me for a while, and then they go to all these right-wing yahoos and Klan and the Hollywood Nazis and like that. And, of course, that muddies the whole water, no matter what I have had to say, because they include me right in with these other people. And so they do it every time. Anyhow, that documentary's out. I guess it's won some prizes at film festivals and so forth like that. So I'm waiting on my money, man. I should get some money out of this thing from that Octoon gal. I'm a little confused on these victims of Glenn Miller. First they said there was three Jews, and then they came out and said there were two Christians and one Jew. And now they've come out again and said there's three Jews again. And then somebody else said there's three Christians that he shot, killed. I mean, you know, I don't think the media know what the hell's going on. Maybe they were three Arabs. I don't know. Anyhow, I got a note from one of our people that said that he thought he saw on VNN that Craig Cobb had been questioned right after this shooting happened, and which was stupid for him to open his mouth considering he's coming up for sentencing, for final sentencing. And he evidently came out and said what a wonderful guy Glenn Parker was, or Glenn Miller was. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, when you're in a jail and you're waiting sentencing, number one, you should keep your mouth shut. But even when you're picked up like Craig Cobb was, he didn't keep his mouth shut. Those people never keep their mouth shut. So the judge is liable to give him 99 years in the electric chair now that he said what a wonderful guy Glenn Parker or Glenn Miller was. I keep slipping into saying Glenn Parker. I knew a Glenn Parker in California. He used to work with George Lincoln Rockwell. And also he worked with some of the third party people, and he was NS. Him and his wife, Bonnie, were NS a long time ago, way back in the 50s and 60s. So I got a problem slipping on that name situation. Boy, if he knew I was mentioning him in the same breath as this crazy-ass Miller, he would be on my ass like stink on a skunk. Yeah, that reminds me, too, Duke was back there a few years ago when he was going to run for president. And back when I didn't have a super big axe to grind with him, and he was looking for somebody to run his campaign and get him ballot qualified in all the states, or as many states as possible. Because if you don't get ballot qualified, you might as well not even run. And the Republican and Democrat parties make it very, very difficult for you to qualify in a whole lot of these states. They've got real stringent rules to keep you out. Anyhow, I said, Glenn, Duke's wanting somebody to help him get people on the ballot. He said, well, I can probably help him out. He had a lot of experience at it, so he starts beating the drum and going around and setting everything up to get Duke ballot qualified. Worked his ass off. Put, I don't know how many, hundreds of hours into it. Then one day, Duke just called up and said, oh, I changed my mind. I'm not running. That's our buddy Plastic Man. He don't care. And Glenn Parker could have killed him. I know that. Well, on the internet radio last night, I'm telling you, the left progressives were going absolutely livid, frothing at the mouth about this Glenn Miller situation. And I know that Mike Malloy, he was going absolutely crazy. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. But what's interesting is that this right-left thing, I hope they destroy each other. That'd be the best thing to happen. Because no matter what one side does, the other side says it's the most horrible thing that ever happened. And in this situation with the rancher out there in Nevada, if one side says he's a good guy, the other side says he's the devil incarnate. And if somebody on the left does something that the right doesn't like, they go after him the same way. I mean, it's just absolutely vicious. It's getting even worse. So I've stepped back out of this thing. Let them crash. They're coming at each other to the nail, at least verbally. Hopefully one of these days the right and the left will neutralize each other. And in the meantime, we'll stay out of their way. Nothing to gain by having anything to do with them. Well, it's bad enough that Glenn Miller smeared his own white separatist organization, VNN, by his acts. But he also smeared Odinism. And I'm sure Matt Hill will be thrilled. This is from a website called Religious News. Actually, it's run by the Jews. Fraser Glenn Miller, the former KKK member accused of gunning down three people at Jewish sites in Kansas City, will face federal hate crime charges. And as the New York Times notes, Miller's shooting spree aimed at Jews actually took the lives of three Christians. Meanwhile, over at CNN, RNS alumni Dan Burke explores Miller's connection to Odinism, a neo-pagan religion that experts say has become one of the most vicious strains in the white supremacist movement. Well, I have edited that article out, cut it out, and I've sent it to you by email so you can read it in the comfort of your own home. Well, the Christians were wrong again, especially that big fat Christian Zionist Minister Hagee down there in Texas with a flock of over 20,000 people in that humongous church. And he flies that big jet back and forth to Israel that the Israeli government gave to him, probably bought with the United States money, American money. Well, they were all sitting around yesterday waiting for the end of the world or Jesus to come back. In the wee hours of Tuesday, April the 15th morning, the moon slid into Earth's shadow, casting a reddish hue on the moon. You couldn't prove it by me, because I went to bed. There are about two lunar eclipses per year. I'll wait for the next one, according to NASA. But what's unusual this time around is that there will be four blood moons within 18 months. Oh, my God. Astronomers call that a tetrad, and all of them occur during Jewish holidays. Well, that's a sign. Maybe Moses is coming back. A string of books I've been publishing surrounded the event, with authors referring to a Bible passage that refers to the moon turning into blood. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Well, if the sun turns to darkness, that'll be it. In a nanosecond, that is the end. In the New Testament, Acts 2:20 echoes the same doom. Quote, the sun shall turn into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord, unquote. Recent books capitalizing on the event include Blood Moons, Decoding the Imminent Heavenly Signs by Washington State author Mark Blitz. Quote, Blood Moons Rising, Bible Prophecy, Israel in the Four Blood Moons, unquote, by Oklahoma pastor Mark Hickok. And Four Blood Moons, Something is About to Change, unquote, by Texas megachurch pastor John Hagee. You know, I bet these guys sell 100,000 books, maybe more than that, to these dumbasses. Hagee's book is drawing the most attention, with his book now number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list in the advice and how-to section, and number 80 on USA Today's bestseller list. I think he bought them all. The book by the controversial 74-year-old founder of San Antonio's Cornerstone Church has also spent 152 days in Amazon's top 100 books. Just shows you can write any crazy-ass thing you can think of, and the crazier the better, and these sheep out there, these crazy people, these Christ insanity people, will lap it up. In his book, Hagee says something will happen to the nation of Israel due to the Tetrad. He's supposed to be the best friend of Israel, but he said at the end, if they don't turn to Jesus Christ, they're going to get it. The four eclipses occurred on April 15th and October 8th, 2014, and April 4th and September 28th next year. The ones in April occurred during Passover, and the ones in October occurred during the Jewish Feast of the Tabernacles. Oh, man. Religion drives me crazy, man. Jewish holy days revolve around a lunar calendar, a loony calendar, if you ask me, with Passover beginning on the first full moon after the beginning of spring, and the Feast of the Tabernacles occurring on the first full moon after the beginning of fall. Hagee writes that every time a tetrad occurs on Jewish feast days, something traumatic and world-changing happens to Israel. Well, maybe Syria or one of those countries will take care of the final solution. In 1492, the Jews were expelled from Spain, and Christopher Columbus discovered America, giving the Jews a place to go. And they sure did go here. In 1948, the modern state of Israel was born, and in 1967, Israel won the Six-Day War and recaptured Jerusalem, of course, with the help of the United States. During the 300-year interval from 1600 to 1900, there were no tetrads at all, according to NASA eclipse expert Fred Espenak. This time, Hagee suggests that a rapture will occur where Christians will be taken to heaven. Boy, I hope so. Israel will go to war in the great battle called Armageddon, and Jesus will return to earth. Hey, you know, once some of these preachers get older, I think he's 74 years old, about the same age I am, they get crazier and crazier. You know, some people try to say, I'm crazy too, but man, you can't compare my craziness to these guys. They're going to go right out the tops of their cars into the heaven. You know, that all started as a little cult thing over in England, that rapture thing. It was a little cult, had that back in the 19th century. Hagee planned a special televised event on Tuesday, April the 15th, on the Global Evangelism television channel. But NASA does not consider tetrads as especially rare, saying in a statement that there are 8 sets of tetrads before the year 2100. The most unique thing about the upcoming Tetrad is that they are visible from all or parts of the United States, NASA stated. A publicist for Hagee, and I'll bet you he's a Jew, said the pastor was not available for an interview. When you see these signs, the Bible says, lift up your head and rejoice. Your redemption draweth nigh. Quote, Hagee said in a sermon according to the San Antonio Express News. Quote, I believe that the heavens are God's billboard, that he has been sending signals to planet Earth, but we just have not been picking them up. Your crystal set doesn't cover that. You have an entire population buying into this stuff, so no congregation is immune to this, unquote. Boyd said it can strike fear into people, which is so unnecessary and wrong, unquote. Not any more fear than the damn government puts into people. That's all they do is peddle fear. Churches peddle it probably better than anybody else. The Jewish holy days, I mean, you go around every day in fear for your life that you're going to commit a sin, don't you? Not. I don't know very many people that are that nuts. The Jewish holy days carry less theological significance than Jesus' resurrection for many Christians, said Sam Storms, a pastor of Bridgeway Church in Oklahoma City. You know, Oklahoma City's full of churches. I mean, you can't believe how many churches are in Oklahoma City or Tulsa. Any connection between the two events should carry less weight, he said. Quote, we need to stop giving in to some of these sensationalist speculations, he said. Quote, Christians are more gullible. There you go. One has to twist the data to make it appear as if these are the fulfillment of some biblical prophecy, unquote. You better watch it there, Mr. Churchman, or they'll come down and hang your ass from the yardarm, man. Now, here's a comment by a Jew. While there is much hysteria among fundamentalist Christians concerning the upcoming lunar tetrad, there are those of us in the Jewish faith, you know, faith that's without evidence, who take such signs seriously. History has shown that when the lunar tetrads coincide with Jewish holy days, significant events concerning us Jews have taken place. But even we Jews differ in our perspectives. The Talmud states that the lunar eclipses are bad signs for us Jews. Maybe there's another Glenn Miller out there someplace. However, the lunar tetrads that have occurred throughout the past... Wait a minute. They don't have to worry about another Glenn Miller because they don't shoot the right people, I guess. He can't figure out a difference between a Jew and a Christian. Well, there really isn't that much difference, to be perfectly honest. If at all. Anyhow, back to what I was reading here. The Talmud states that lunar eclipses are bad signs for us Jews. However, the lunar tetrads have occurred throughout the past 2,000 years, actually turned out to be signs of deliverance from persecution, not persecution itself. Old Testament prophets foretold of the Jews being scattered among the Gentile nations and persecuted, which happened almost continuously since the Babylonian exile. So the Jews of that time already knew what to expect during the centuries that followed. Well, it's because your own habits and your own culture and the way you act and what you do and your centrism. And then when people get pissed off and turn around and kick your ass, oh, they're picking on us, they're picking on us. It's like the Christians now. There's preachers out there saying how horrible it is. It's so... The Christian religion is being persecuted so bad in this country. I'm telling you, you look around here at all these big fancy churches, they're the last people being persecuted around here. If anything, they're doing the persecuting. papers, newspaper, our letters in the newspaper every day. You're going to go to hell, man, if you don't change your ways, if you don't be a Christian. This would explain why there's no lunar tetrad around the time of the Holocaust. Oh, I knew they'd get that Holocaust in there. Many people are confused about this because of the sheer enormity. 6 million Jews systematically murdered at the hands of the Germans. But there were many mass killings of Jews down through the centuries with no signs in the heavens to warn anyone. So the Holocaust, despite the unprecedented scope of it, was not something that hadn't happened before on a smaller scale, I guess. So what should we expect to happen this time around? My guess is the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. Well, that's going to make the Islam people very happy. They're going to jump for joy. Possibly followed by the ingathering of Jews from around the world. Well, that's good. Get them all in one spot. That in itself sounds pretty fantastic. But in God, all things are possible. Even the impossible. 50 years ago, people wouldn't have laughed if you told them the USSR would collapse, or that the internet would be born, or that the U.S. would elect a Negro American to the White House, or that Marilyn Monroe would commit suicide or be murdered, or. But that's how fast things change. I look forward to what blood moons of 2014 and 15 will bring. History gives us no reason to be pessimistic, only cautious. Shalom, he says at the end. Oh, God, the world's become a total insane asylum. And the problem is that this insanity has turned all these religious fanatics into like small children running around playing with bombs and atomic bombs and stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's like you dished out hand grenades to everybody in the nut house and then let them out the front door. Have a good time. Have a good time. But be back by dark. Well, here's a little additional insanity for your listening pleasure. The polar vortexes of the past winter was bad enough, but now it's being blamed on the new Passover plague. A shortage of gefilte fish. Meanwhile, speaking of the food Jews love to hate, you can never have too much matzah until you do. And someone please give this nice Jewish girl a Cadbury cream egg and read how Passover became the Gentiles' favorite Jewish holiday. Well, that's how insane the Gentiles are too. Because that Passover was when the Jews marked their door during one of the alleged persecutions of one of the kings, put a sign on their door so the angel of death would pass over and kill all the boy child of everybody else but the Jews. Isn't that a wonderful thing to celebrate? Well, I guess we can do the same thing. Looks like they didn't pass over there in Missouri, I guess that's where, or Kansas, where Miller went nuts. You know, they didn't get passed over. You know, one thing that's really funny, not really funny, but sort of a dark funny, is that these progressives, these liberals, the minute somebody does something like Glenn Miller, it's nationwide, worldwide news for weeks. It'll be on the search systems. There'll be 50 stories from 50 different papers about it. But when it comes to black domestic terrorism, which is rampant, black domestic terrorism. They pass it off like it's nothing's happening. I mean, can you believe it? I mean, one crazy guy does something crazy and it goes on for weeks and months. They'll make a movie out of it. They'll make a documentary out of it. All the churches will talk about it. But when it comes to black or mestizo domestic terrorism, oh, they're just deprived people. They didn't have a chance. They were slaves. Oh, God. Now, do you ever hear them talking about Republican people, party members that kill people and kill their wives and kill their sweethearts, their concubines? Do you ever hear about Democrat Party members that murder people? Of course, there's hundreds of Democrats and Republicans that kill their families and everybody else all year long. But they don't talk about that much, do they? I mean, by the hundreds. Yeah. And Christians themselves. Christians commit thousands of murders in a year or so's time in this country, or people who profess to be Christians. But that's not hateful, you know. All crime against people is hatred. You don't have to put a name on it. Of course, you're not likely to kill somebody if you don't hate them. I mean, you know, that don't even make sense. Now they're going to be looking for a new witch hunt, boys and girls. We're looking for a new witch hunt now. Gives them a good excuse. The great Rabbi Henschel said, quote, "Few are guilty, all are responsible," unquote. Guess what that's talking about? All of us are responsible in uprooting and transforming the wave of hatred, violence sweeping our nation. Justice is holistic, and a threat of justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, as we have been often told. Injustice, likewise, is holistic. The individual that targeted this group has a long history of making anti-Jewish, anti-black, anti-woman, and anti-Muslim statements. Well, like thousands of other people, Rabbi. Go into any beer bar in the country, you'll hear it. As we have so often seen, once a person closes the hot to one block of humanity, they tend to move on to hating multiple marginalized groups. Like, we hate the Palestinians. Those bastards want their land back. You think we're going to let them have their land back? We're Jews. We're God's chosen people. If we want to attack Iran, it's because God told us to. We don't commit hate crimes. We cause hate crimes. Let us recognize the connection between this crime and shooting against the Sikh Gurdwara in Wisconsin, the many attacks against the mosque, the targeting of African Americans from the Trayvon case to stop and frisk. Oh, he threw in stop and frisk. That's a hate crime. Oh, yeah, cops. They're going after you, too. Says here, the shooter is not mad, crazy, deranged. This is a case of domestic terrorism. Let us resist every attempt to soften the savagery of this attack by calling it the work of a single, isolated, lone madman. We know there were dozens of people in it with him. They were all over the place, hiding behind the trees. It could not possibly be one man go berserk. Yes, mere facts that still need to be collected, but there is a trail of evidence that's hard to ignore. Batten down the hatches, VNN. batten down the hatches, what's left of National Alliance. Batten down the hatches, David Dookie. They're coming. They're getting a head of steam up. They're going to have a little problem with lone wolves, though. I mean, either they come after me or try to do anything to me. I mean, that's just me, one guy. Yeah, it's a little difficult to put your hands on lone wolves. The killer, Glenn Miller, is a man with over 30 years of racist activism. Well, so was Ronald Reagan and Bush Jr. They must have hated those Central Americans the way they killed them by the thousands. They must have hated the Iraqis when they killed them by the hundreds of thousands. Now, that's a hate crime, man. I mean, they don't mess around. These guys in presidency and Obama using those drones to wipe out people, they don't mess around. But that's not hatred. That's national defense. We're only killing hundreds of thousands of people to protect the United States. Duh. Says here he is a former Grand Dragon of the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. According to the SPLC, and we know they know everything, he idolized Hitler. Well, there's a lot of people idolize Hitler. I don't think it's good to idolize anybody. Even yourself. Patterned himself after him. No, I don't think so. I don't think Glenn Miller patterned himself after Adolf Hitler. You know, there are a lot of things I don't like about Adolf Hitler, a lot of things he did. But Glenn Miller, you're no Adolf Hitler. And in fact, shouted out Hitler's name from the police car in Kansas City after he was apprehended. Well, all I could say is that was an insult to Adolf Hitler, no matter how many criticism I have of him. Now, it says here that Glenn Miller in his writing says, quote, I would try to emulate Hitler's methods of attracting members and supporters in the years to come. For example, I placed great emphasis on staging marches and rallies. It had been successful with Hitler, unquote. Well, it was under a little different situation, the Weimar Republic, and thousands of communists marching in the streets, and people eating out of garbage cans, and also you had the backup of the brown shirts. A little bit different than what you were into, Glenn Miller. Miller organized the White Patriot Party. First mistake. Loudly proclaimed his hatred of Jews, for gays, and for blacks, for Muslims, on his website. Well, there's plenty of people all over the world that do that, and they don't necessarily go out and shoot people. What more does Glenn Miller, a.k.a. this hate monger, have to do for us to recognize this as a hate crime, indeed one of domestic terrorism? Don't you have to have partners to be into domestic terrorism? One man? Oh, I guess he could be a domestic terrorist. But terrorism is a bunch of bullshit anyhow. It covers too broad a field. Everything becomes terrorism. Putting any kind of... Look at Craig Cobb. He walked down the street with an unloaded gun and suddenly they're charging him with one count of terrorism. I think they're going to start moving again against organizations while Obama's still in office. I think they're going to start moving against, hey, David Duke, you better hide your money, man. And VNN, you better have a good set of lawyers. Yeah, you might want to become a lone wolf down there at VNN. Here are quotes from him that the Southern Poverty Law Center, of course, these people are experts. One of the most respected civil rights organizations in the country has compiled. That's what the rabbi says about SPLC. And I just read you the article yesterday. It said how Morris Deese was a total fraud, a con man, and even the people who helped him start the SPLC said he was a fraud and a con man. But this rabbi says, one of the most respected civil rights organizations in the country. Quote, white men have become the biggest cowards ever to walk the earth. That's what Glenn Miller said. Yeah. Well, many people down through time by the millions have been pretty much cowards that walk the earth. If you mean people that won't pick up a gun and just start shooting everybody. The world has never witnessed such yellow cowards. Well, now you seem to be the coward. Getting drunk, first of all, going to a gambling casino, some Jew gambling casino or Indian-run gambling casino and spending your money. And then going out in the middle of the night and ended up shooting three people that allegedly weren't even Jews. That's not exactly what I consider being a brave man. Quote, we've sat back and allowed the Jews to take over our government and our banks and our media. Plus millions of Jew-loving Christians and so forth. We've allowed tens of millions of mud people to invade our country and steal our jobs and our women and destroyed our children's futures. Well, why wouldn't you be down on the border doing something about that? America is no longer ours. Well, that's no big message. You sound like Pat Buchanan there. America belongs to the Jews who rule it and to the mud people who are multiplying in it. Boy, oh boy. Well, it doesn't quite belong to the Jews. It belongs to the criminal class, the ruling class. A lot of Jews involved in it, but when you try to just zero in on just the Jews, you're making a mistake. In fact, it hurts your cause. Just call out the ones that are criminals and crooks. But at the same time, you have to be honest white people and condemn white people, non-Jews, that are just as much against your race as any Jew you talk to. Quote, today the statistics, be told, were less than half. Of course. Whose fault is that? It's not because it didn't kill people, it's because it didn't breed. And we're dropping fast while the dark peoples multiply like rats all around us. That's no news headline. And as more tens of millions of them invade our country and all over the world, our race is drowning literally in seas of colored mongrels. Okay. Our people buy almost twice as many caskets as cradles. Your race is dying before your eyes. That was on Miller's website on March 12, 2010. Well, I think he sort of pushed it along. If those three people he murdered were not even Jews, and then they're white people, and wow. Anyhow, there's a lot more of this gibberish from the rabbis, and you're going to hear it now for the next year. It's going to be in, you know, then the trial's going to come, you know. And then there are going to be demonstrations and men and calls for we got to get these racists and we got to dig all the racism out. Meanwhile, the most effective racism is among the ruling class. They want to pass it off on the working class. See how clever they are? While the ruling class has to do with military-industrial complex and killing hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, and nobody ever goes to jail or nobody's ever tried for it, they can point their finger and say, well, look at this guy, man. He killed three people. Let's round them all up. Well, I say let's round up the bastards that are killing hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. Need to round up the ex-presidents and wait till Obama gets out, I guess, and round him up or whatever. But he should be in a court of law, in the International Court of Law. See, but see how the press and the ruling class get away with this? By centering your anger and your frustration on a one man who kills two or three people, while these other one men in the ruling class, or at least the figureheads, get away with killing hundreds of thousands of people and have ever since the Civil War. I mean, you can go back farther than that. But look what the guys at the ruling class at the top and these northern and southern capitalists were guilty of in the Civil War. What was it, 400,000? Dead, mostly white? Yeah. In the First World War, Civil War. The First World War, what? How many million died in that? A war that we should never even have been involved in at all. We should have been involved in trying to stop it. But Wilson, did he ever get tried for genocide? No. And then FDR. And then Vietnam with Johnson killing millions of Vietnamese, plus getting 50,000 U.S. troops killed. But that's not hateful. That's national defense. You got to have national defense. But you got to get these people, these individual guys that go off and kill two or three people. That's the problem. If we just get those kind of people off the streets, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. That's the logic, baby. Miller went on to say on his website that cowardice is the white man's survival strategy. Yeah. Well, it may come as a shock to Glenn, but the bulk of the race, of any race, is not necessarily cowardly, but passive. They always have been. Revolution is a spectator sport. It's a lone wolf sport. You belong to an organization. You think you can recruit the masses to join with you up front and fight the enemy? No, ain't going to happen. Never has happened. No, it never has happened. It's the 1%. It's like there used to be a gang in Chicago, the 1%ers. I think they were black, but those were the hardest hardcore blacks. That's all you need, 1%. That's all that's ruling over you now. It's the 1% of the ruling class and their lackeys. So that's not such a big, insurmountable thing to break. But you just have to not go crazy like a Miller. I mean, you got to lay back, keep your powder dry, and let them fight. Let the right eat the left. Let the left eat the right. And if you can agitate either side to eat the other side, you're doing a good job. That's what they want to do. The Malloys want to kill the conservative right-wing jerks, neocons, and the neocons want to get rid of the progressives, and it's getting to the place where they're really full of hatred. I hear it on the radio all the time, talking about hatred. They want to do each other in, so why don't we help them? Let's just, you and I, and all the lone wolves who understand what's going on, you back out of the right. If there's some good people on the left, get them to back out of the left, pull back, and let these other fools go head on, because that's what they're going to do. And unfortunately, I know what's going to happen. In any open warfare between the right and the left, a lot of dummies in the right racial movement will jump in there on the side of the right, instead of letting them eat each other alive and clear the field for something better. Yeah, think about it. Think about it. If you can agitate the left to go after the right, and the right to go after the left. Dr. Philip Crane, or Stuart Crane, in his Proofs of a Conspiracy, and I've mentioned this before, over in the Muslim world when the communists were agitating the Muslims, the way it worked was they'd get a crowd and harangue the crowd and get them to a fever's pitch, and then say, we gotta march on City Hall. And so down the road they'd go toward City Hall. They'd be coming down the street, and at the last minute, before the mad crowd reached City Hall, the agitators would step into a doorway along the way and disappear, leaving the crowd to onslaught City Hall, where there were machine guns sitting there by the ruling class to wipe them out. The communists were very effective at getting right, left, turning on each other, moderate left. Yeah, so there's something to think about. There's something to think about. Concentrate on that. And in any situation where you see guys killing individual people on the street, whether they're black or Mexican or what, without provocation, or even Jews, that's not lone wolves. That's the stupid fucking right-wing reactionary losers. Goodbye, Glenn. Well, that's it for today, boys and girls. I vented my spleen a little bit, and what do you think? What you think about that? 14:05. I'll be back tomorrow on Wotan's Day, David Lane's favorite day.
What did I miss about Memphis? And I said, everything.
You know I can be found. Sit home all alone. You can't come around. And please be still a phone. And don't be cruel. Too hard, it's true. Baby, if I made a man, something you might have said. Please did I forget my past? The future looks bright ahead. But don't be cruel. Through a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you and
me.
Don't stop thinking up, but don't make me feel this way. Come on over here, my love. You know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Close my heart. Let's walk up to the street and let's say hi. Then you'll know you have me, and I know that I have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you and
me. Don't
be cruel to who heart is true.
Remember, be serious, but don't be cruel.